8, Chapter 5, Georgia's Judicial Branch. Chapter Preview, Terms, Due Process, Criminal Law, Civil Law, Crime, Tort, Plaintiff, Defendant, Capital Felony, Misdemeanor, Jurisdiction, Jury, Appeal, Supreme Court, Court of Appeals, Superior Court, State Court, Probate Court, Magistrate Court, Juvenile Court, Municipal Court, Judicial Review, Suspect, Grand Jury, Indictment, Arraign, Plea, Verdict. People, Chief Justice. In chapters 3 and 4, you learned that laws are enacted by the legislature and carried out by the executive branch for the benefit of the people of Georgia. The role of the judicial branch is to interpret the laws of Georgia and to ensure justice in the legal system. It makes sense to study the judicial system. Georgia's legal system provides guidelines on how to avoid trouble and settle disputes peacefully. In this chapter, you will learn about the structure of Georgia's court system. You will see how the trial courts and the appellate courts handle their responsibilities, and you will learn more about judges and how they are selected. You will also learn that the judicial system is designed to handle cases that arise from both criminal law and civil law, and explore the difference between these two categories. It is important to know what happens as a case makes its way through a trial, as well as what happens before and after the trial is completed. The guarantee of due process, which ensures fair treatment under the law, comes from the 5th and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution and must be observed in all stages. Page 110, Section 1, Ensuring Justice. As you read, look for the difference between civil and criminal law, the difference between a felony and a misdemeanor, terms, criminal law, civil law, crime, tort, plaintiff, defendant, capital felony, misdemeanor. Disputes over legal rights and questions of who is responsible for correcting wrongs are part of everyday life. In a nation that abides by the rule of law, government has a major role in settling disputes. Just as importantly, government is the only body with the power to separate convicted criminal offenders from society to prevent them from doing more harm. The judicial branch of government at the federal, state, and local levels uses court systems to adjudicate matters. This means that both sides of a legal argument or question of law are heard and a decision is made, hopefully solving the disagreement in a civil case or serving justice in a criminal case. Criminal law versus civil law. The laws of the state are divided into two categories. Criminal laws protect society from the wrongdoing of an individual. Civil laws deal with the relationships between and among individuals. A crime is a serious offense, regarded as an injury to society. It is punishable by the state. When a crime is committed, the state, in the person of a prosecutor, will start legal action against the person who is accused of the crime in a criminal court. In contrast, a tort is an injury or wrong done to a person that can be compensated with the payment of money called damages. For example, someone may have been wronged in some way that does not involve the violation of a criminal law or statute. In that case, the wronged individual is the one who must start the legal action called a lawsuit in a civil court. Sometimes a single act may be both a crime and a tort. Here is an example. Suppose a driver gets distracted, goes much faster than the speed limit in a residential neighborhood, and suddenly plows into your front yard, crashing into your family's front porch and causing the roof to collapse. This driver would no doubt be arrested and prosecuted for speeding and reckless driving. The driver violated criminal statutes and must face punishment. Your family, as owners of the property damaged in the incident, has a right of action or a civil case against the driver. Usually, insurance covers the cost of repairing your front porch. If it does not, your family, as plaintiffs, can sue, file a lawsuit against the driver to recover repair cost in a civil court action. The driver is called the defendant. Felony versus misdemeanor. Crimes are sorted into categories ranging from very serious crimes, which carry severe punishment and are tried by a jury, to those that are less serious and call for an appearance before a judge. A felony is a very serious crime. It is punishable by a prison sentence of more than 1 year. Examples of felonies under Georgia law include arson, kidnapping, robbery, rape, burglary, selling illegal substances, drugs, and motor vehicle theft. A capital felony is a crime that is punishable by death. Murder is a capital felony. All other crimes are misdemeanors. A misdemeanor carries a less severe punishment, 1 to 12 months in jail, and or a fine set by the court. Examples of misdemeanors are trespassing, shoplifting, cruelty to animals, and assault and battery, fist fights, with minor injuries. Reviewing the section. 1. Define tort, misdemeanor. 2. How does the court system adjudicate a crime? 3. Why is it necessary to have both civil and criminal law?